Extract 1.
Hello, Tony. Did you have a nice holiday?
Yes, we had a great time. Thanks, Sonia.
Where did you go? I can't remember if you told me.
Istanbul.
Ah, yes, that's right.
You see, my wife went to a conference there last week, and I decided to go with her. Well, I didn't go to the conference. I spent the day visiting the city when Barbara was at work. Then we had dinner together in the evenings. She was working Monday to Friday, but she wasn't working at the weekend. We went to the Grand Bazaar on Saturday.
Oh, the Grand Bazaar. I heard it's fabulous.
Yes, it is. Did you know it's one of the largest and oldest covered markets in the world?
Really?
Yeah. There are, I don't know, thousands of shops. I mean, we were browsing for hours, but we weren't looking for anything specific, and we didn't see half of it.
Did you buy anything in the end?
Yeah, a Turkish carpet. You know, the carpet seller served us tea when we sat down, and then we negotiated the price.
Sounds interesting. Did you get a bargain?
No, I don't think so. But we really liked the carpet, and the experience was fun.
Extract 2.
Hey, did I tell you I went to that new shopping mall yesterday?
No, what's it like?
It's cool. One clothes store had magic mirrors.
Magic mirrors? What are those?
It's basically augmented reality. So I could try on different styles and colors without putting on clothes. It uses special computer software.
Like a video game.
Yeah. You know how I really don't enjoy shopping for clothes? The stores are always busy and there are long queues for the changing rooms. Then you spend hours trying on clothes. Then more long queues to pay the cashier. But with a magic mirror, I can try different clothes and colors in less time, which makes shopping a bit easier.
So, what did you get?
Well, there were a couple of nice suits, but I didn't know which style or color I liked best, so I didn't buy anything. But I have the store's app on my phone.
What's that for?
Well, when I left the store, they sent me a list of the clothes I tried on to my phone, and I can order online when I decide. Have a look and help me choose.
Is that the time? What was I thinking? I was talking to Martin earlier, and I agreed to help him with something. I'll see you later.
Extract 3.
Hello, Rafa. Sorry, did I interrupt you? Were you eating?
No, I was having a coffee.
Oh. So, how are you?
Very well. And you? How's it going in Shanghai?
Not bad.
How's your Chinese?
Don't ask. I didn't speak much Chinese when I arrived here a month ago, and I don't speak any more today. It's fine in the office because everyone speaks English, but shopping is more of a problem.
What about ordering in restaurants?
Oh, that's easy. Lots of restaurants here in China have picture menus. They're great.
So you can see exactly what you're ordering.
That's right. Anyway, the other day, I heard about these new automated convenience stores.
Automated? You mean with robots? Artificial intelligence?
No, not exactly. Just self-service with no human staff. I was walking to the metro yesterday when I saw one. When I went in, I chose my food, paid, and didn't interact with a single person.
How does it work?
First, you give the company all your personal details. Then you can use your phone to enter the shop with a QR code, and you scan the barcodes on products and pay with your phone too. You also scan another QR code to leave the store.
Wow. But don't some people leave without paying?
I don't think so. There are security cameras and an alarm system. They're watching you, and they have your personal details.
Ah, I see. So it sounds like a good option for you.
Well, yes and no. There's not much fresh food. It's mostly snacks and instant noodles. I was looking for something healthy. And my soft drink was warm, but I couldn't return it or complain to anyone. I'm not sure I like the future of shopping.